Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Happy Tuesday. I am enjoying this weather. I mean, it is phenomenal. Got up, awesome sunrise this morning. Beautiful, beautiful weather outside, clear sky, nice sunrise. So everything is coming up roses. One thing that's great, and I don't think we think about this a lot, is the fact that because we had such a mild winter, Fargo is going to have a little extra money in the coffers. Think about that. How does that grab you? Yeah, I say we all should receive a check. hopefully before St. Patty's Day, so we can go out, you know, and celebrate good and to celebrate right, you know, and we got a couple bucks in the coffers, man. We might as well have a little fun with it. Anyway, got a couple of news releases for this morning, just some housekeeping. 3rd Avenue North to close between 2nd and 3rd Streets North. They're going to be closed today as part of the 2nd Street North Pump Station Construction Project. The road is expected to be reopened by Wednesday, March 11th, so tomorrow. The construction of the 2nd Street North Pump Station is a component of the in-house levees under the Fargo-Moorhead Area Division project. So just keep that in mind as you're headed out and about. You're going to have on 3rd Avenue North closed between 2nd and 3rd Streets North today. So keep that in mind. Got a couple of load restrictions to talk about today. Load restrictions going into effect after 7 a.m. So they're already in effect right now. And that's for Central and Western North Dakota. State Department of Transportation announced Monday that the restrictions will be in effect for all roads west of and including Highway 3 and all roads south of and including Highway 2. State Highways 11, 34, 36, and 200 will also be under load restrictions. So for full load restriction information is available by calling 511 or by checking www.dot.gov. So check that out. That is www.dot.gov or by calling 511. Here's some Minnesota Department of Transportation spring weight restrictions for trucks. It's going to begin on March 13th for North Central North Frost zones. So make sure you check that out. You know, if you're a trucker, go to the Minnesota Department of Transportation and check out those load restrictions. MnDOT is where you want to go. You can call MnDOT's 24-hour automated message center at 1-800-723-6543. To get that. Oil and gas divisions respond to weekend events, and this is out of Bismarck. The Department of Mineral Resources Oil and Gas Division has responded to three oil fill incidents occurring over the weekend. On Saturday, Marathon Oil Company reported a fire at the Darby Clat 4422H. And that's about 5 miles north of Killdeer in Dunn County. And they estimate 247 barrels of oil was released and burned in that fire. The second one, and this is, again, on Saturday, was reported by Trevita LLC. And that was at the midstream treatment plant, number one, near Alexandria. The company estimates 2,000 barrels of oil was released. They were able to recover about 100 out of 2,000 barrels. Wow. And with the remaining oil burning in the fire, they also estimate about 1,200 barrels of additional fluid being released and contained on site, recovering about 1,000 barrels. The additional fluid is believed to be water and fire retardant foam used to fight the fire. So that's a couple of things going on. The oil and gas division responding to these weekend events. There was a third event reported Saturday, and it involved the Missouri Basin Well Service Incorporated. The company estimates 300 barrels of salt water was released and contained at the number one right out there, and this is a well site about 8 miles northwest of Williston. The company estimates about 55 barrels of salt water remains to be recovered. The cause was listed as a hose failure. Wow. State inspector is traveling to the site today and will monitor the additional cleanup. And kind of, when you see that many stories on one given day, it kind of brings to mind Rob Port's blog posting about whether or not these things are, sabotage or not. It's something to think about, man. A couple of things that are on my mind on the Common Sense Club this morning. And you got to understand, for the folks that didn't see the Selma march, now, and I'm going to preface this by saying this could have been a really good teachable moment, had our president actually been, a uniter. But have you seen the picture, the New York Times picture of that march on Selma this weekend? One thing, and this really does cheat my grits. I was talking about this with some friends of mine yesterday. As a matter of fact, on Monday, we were talking about this. Now, I'm looking at the picture. The picture in the New York Times completely, leaves out President Bush. You wouldn't even think he was there. I mean, it was cropped in such a way that it left out President Bush and Laura Bush. And, I'm sitting there and I'm thinking about that. Wow, it shows in blinding clarity the media bias of the left. I mean, think about that. You got two presidents, and in the picture, you only see Barack, Michelle and the girls, Al Sharpton, of course, is in there, and you see all of these faces, and they all look like Barack Obama. They're all black faces. And to me, that just, wow. I think about Dr. King and his whole thing, little black children and white children sitting down together, doing things together, the whole unifying message that was in his message and in that march, that march on Selma. And then I look at this picture and I look at this president and wow, it's stunning. Now, a lot of the folks that I was in this conversation with, that's what they were harping on. They were really talking about that picture and the New York Times being, basically the New York Times. But I was more focused on the actual event. Now, if you're looking at the actual picture and they're marching across this bridge, you can actually see a divide. You see on one side, on the left, you see President Obama and like just tons of these activists and senators and representatives and, and then on the other side, there's and actually literally separated by a barrier. By a barrier. You should go and look at the picture. By a barrier, you have President Bush, Laura Bush, and a smattering of folks on that side. And they're kind of walking. And I'm like, wow, if I was the president Just say I'm Barry Satoro. That's my name. And I'm doing this whole march on Selma and, you know, that whole thing, knowing it's going to be this huge deal. I think I would want President Bush and Laura Bush right beside me, hand in hand. The optics would be phenomenal. The message would be unifying instead of the divisive nature of this administration and this, even if he doesn't believe in it. I'm just sitting here and I'm thinking it would have to be better than this picture and the optics that are transmitted by this picture. It's horrible, horrible. And I think Fox News has a picture of, you know, that march. To me, it's a no-brainer. You have two presidents marching on Selma, one black, one white, and that's unity. But instead, you have some activists in Barack Obama and separated by a barrier, you know, President Bush and Laura. Blows my mind. We'll be right back with Blanky the Column, Ellen Ratner, right after this.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The energy renaissance in North Dakota means generations of jobs for tomorrow's workforce and technologically advanced jobs. Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting talks about how much fun this is for the workforce of tomorrow.
It really is. And when we talk about the workforce, I go to these colleges and universities and I look at the young talent that we have here in North Dakota. And I am absolutely thrilled and just motivated that we have such good, smart, talented young people right here in North Dakota. And we have the jobs that they can fill.
Great careers are waiting for you at Nesset Consulting Service.
Just look at what these other companies are too, Scott. I mean, these companies, when I look at the oil industry, whether it's service or the oil company itself, they're looking for this good talent, and we have it right here in North Dakota. How cool is that?
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, located in the heart of the Bakken, Tioga, North Dakota, and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NessetConsulting.com. That's NessetConsulting.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, the Leon Francis, and it is a beautiful 37 degrees here in Fargo, North Dakota, and we are projected to reach about 55. I am loving that. My guests today, as they are every day, the Contessas of Common Sense, Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum. How are you guys this morning?
Wonderful. I am just, it was 108 degrees yesterday here.
Oh, wow. 108.
Well, that's got to be hot for you. I mean, you know, you like it hot, but that's hot.
Yeah, that's a little warm.
It was even hot for me. Wow.
All right. We kind of missed this yesterday, but I definitely just wanted to get both of your takes on this, and maybe I'm making a big deal out of nothing. The Bushes being left out of that that photo, that New York Times photo from the Selma march. I'll ask you first. How big a deal is that? If you were President Obama, wouldn't you have wanted to be hand in hand with President Bush and Laura Bush, with your family and that sort of thing? Just the optics alone to me would have been 100 times better. But that's just my opinion. What do you think?
I think I'm not going to disagree with you or Blanquita on this one. And I will tell you, one of the things I'm very interested in is writing a book about George W. Bush's work in Africa, because it far surpasses anybody else, and he should have been in the photo.
Good deal.
And Ellen's right. And the other thing about it is, and many people know this in the photo, there were no American flags. If you look at the original picture in Selma, excuse me, of Martin Luther King and all the people that walked with him, there were many, excuse me, many, many, many American flags. There wasn't one. But how they did not think that there was not going to be someone there who would not have taken a panorama to include the president is just kind of rude and small-minded.
Wow. But before you mention that, I didn't even notice that. But you are correct. Something else, and I'm not going to stay on this. I'm not going to beat up on the president a lot about this. I just think it's just a, wow, it is a missed opportunity for him. But I was also just looking at the picture. There's a physical barrier between, the folks marching with Barack and the folks that are marching with President Bush. And I'm just thinking that is a horrible, horrible picture. I mean, that was a blown opportunity in my humble opinion. And the absence of flags, obviously. But now I want to, I really want to talk about the Republicans kind of being raked over the coals. Joe Biden is all wee-weed up because they sent this this letter that says it has come to our attention while observing your nuclear negotiations with our government that you may not fully understand our constitutional system. Thus, we are writing you to bring your attention to two features of our Constitution, the power to make binding international agreements and the different character of federal offices, which you should seriously consider as negotiations progress. And they're talking about anything that's not approved by Congress is a mere executive agreement. And so they sent that to the leaders of Tehran, and Joe Biden thinks it is the worst thing he's ever seen in politics. Now, I just want to know, Blanquita, and I'll ask you first, where are you at with that? Now, we know that this president is pretty fond of kind of doing things, you know, off the cuffs and executive order, this and that and the other thing. But in my humble opinion, I think that they're spot on. This becomes
They're sending a message, and the message, because they can't get through to the president refuses to meet with them. So basically, if the president negotiates some sort of nuclear deal with Iran, they want to go on record that they're not for it, and they're not going to support it. They're letting Iran know he may be there, but we're not going to support it. Do I think it is appropriate? That's another question. I have to really consider that, because we're talking about a life and death
situation here that's a lot different than many other negotiations.
Right. Ellen, what's your take on that?
Well, my view is the following. Look, politics stops at the water's edge, and the Republicans haven't gotten that message yet. There's still politicking around that, and it's just not right.
Well, the only thing I would say about that, Ellen, and especially when we're talking about nuclear Iran, I mean, I know you're a person that doesn't like the death penalty. Why are we giving arming these people with the capacity not just to cause death for a country, but potentially dealing with all of the worst thugs in the world and arming them to create a potential Armageddon? And I think at some point, because the president refuses to meet with the Republicans, they've got to do something.
Yeah, and I also...
He met with the Republicans a million times.
Not on this. Why do you think Netanyahu came in? Because the president wouldn't sit down and meet with him.
I think it not yeah. only sends a... Well, I'll ask this question. Ellen, do you think that... Joe Biden said that this is akin to... Republicans are akin to the hardliners in Iran. I think that's a little harsh. What do you think, Alex?
Well, look, this Iranian thing is very, very tricky. If you talk to Bob Ney, who lived in Iran and was the only member of Congress that spoke Farsi, he will tell you that their centrifuges are under the city of Tehran. And how do you even know that they're there? I mean, that's a big problem. I'm not sure, no matter what they do, it's going to work.
But the thing of it is, Ellen, do you want to take the risk? I don't want to take the risk. Do you want to risk your family? I don't want to risk my family or your family or anybody else's family. I think to the point, even going back to the original thing about this picture in Selma, there is a lack of diplomacy and goodwill when it comes to situations of such significance, whether it's a little thing about trying to join together with a picture, whether it's a big thing of sitting there and trying to include people at the table on diplomacy. Washington, from both sides, can avoid a lot if they sit down and talk to each other.
Oh, I agree with that. And I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, you know, the Republicans feel like this president doesn't respect their power and authority afforded to them by the Constitution. And I think Obama feels, you know, I'm not going to get anywhere with these guys anyway, so why even try? And that's dysfunctional government right there. And I think that's what we're seeing. I mean, this letter... Obama himself says that he thinks it's somewhat ironic that some members of Congress want to make make common cause with the hardliners in Iran.
Leon, Ellen works better diplomacy than anybody I know. What do you think about it, Ellen?
Well, you know, you can do diplomacy. I was told by somebody very high in the State Department, and this was under President Bush, these guys are going to get the bomb no matter what, and there's not a lot that can be done.
And on that note, I'll have to bid you guys good day. Ellen, stay warm, stay safe. Blanquita, pleasure to talk to you as always. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club right after this break.
I want my pillow to be your pillow. Hi, friends, it's Scott Hinnon. You've heard me talk about MyPillow, and I do love it. I'm getting a great night's sleep that goes with me everywhere. But I've heard from folks who had migraines, insomnia, snoring, neck pain, restless leg syndrome, TMJ, sleep apnea, all kinds of different allergies and asthma. And they say, you know what? This has really helped. It does help. Go to the website, MyPillow.com, and find out more about how, if you have any of those things I mentioned, this pillow can help you. That's what it's here for. And by the way, it comes with a 60-night money-back guarantee, so there's no risk to just trying it. And we have a great deal right now. The original classic pillow is 2-for-1 because we're celebrating. MyPillow has the designation of the National Sleep Foundation official pillow. So get the 2-for-1 deal. That's a 50% savings when you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, the promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. And tell them Scott sent you.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Did you hear that the Social Security Administration's Inspector General has identified 6.5 million Social Security numbers that are 112 years old or older, for whom no death date has been entered? Think about that. 6.5 million Social Security numbers that belong to people that are over the age of 112 years old. When I saw that story yesterday, I'm like, wow, I bet every one of them voted Democrat. I guarantee you. But just a ton of these numbers were used to open fraudulent bank accounts. And we don't have a good scope of just how many were used. But there were tons. A ton of those folks are apparently used by illegal immigrants to apply for work. And I guess that was a no-brainer. I mean, there are glaring. And just to take 1 minute on this, way back when folks were fighting tooth and nail not to have Social Security numbers, the mark of the beast, identifying number, that sort of thing. It will never be. The folks were saying it will absolutely never be used to identify you, only to pick up your check, your Social Security check, this, that, and the other thing. Put it in the law. That said, it could never be used to identify anyone. What do we use it for? Identification. That's how government works, man. It's inefficient, highly inefficient, dishonest. I mean, wow. Think about those folks who were assured that the only use for this number was to go to this office, say, this is my number, give me my check, and that's about it. Think about it. Your entire identity is crafted around this number that was not supposed to be an identifying number. And that's what it has become. As a matter of fact, we have illegal immigrants coming into this country and creating, well, not so much creating, but borrowing these Social Security numbers. And these folks, I mean, think about the guy or gal that's sitting behind the computer screen typing out, and they type out a Social Security number, and the guy was born, you know, in the Civil War era. Think about that. Wow, this guy's alive and kicking still? Yeah, he just, there was a ping on his Social Security number, you know, yesterday. So apparently, you know, he's like 120 years old. Think about that. It just blows my mind. And some folks want more government. That's government for you right there. Dishonest and just completely, completely not practical at all in any way, shape, form, or fashion. And so the story I was talking about with Blanquita Cullum and Ellen Ratner is this. There's a huge firestorm over the GOP letter challenging Obama's power to approve the Iran nuclear deal. So President Biden, he's all wee-weed up. He's denouncing strongly that letter in a statement, saying that that letter offends him as a matter of principle, sir. And it was beneath the dignity of an institution that I revere. Now, I'm sitting there and I'm thinking about that. What do you do if you're a conservative or a Republican and you see this president routinely not just skirt the law, not just flaunt the law, but just completely dismiss it? You know, you see him do this time and time again, and he's about to do it again. Think about that. They're saying it's propaganda. But I think that Senator Tom Cotton has the right idea. They warned Tehran that, you know, any nuclear deal needs congressional approval in order to last beyond, you know, this term, Obama's term anyway. And without that, all that Iran would be left with is an executive agreement. It wouldn't be binding at all. The next president coming in could revoke that thing. It doesn't hold any authority in the U.S. without the Congress, you know, approving it. It needs congressional approval. And by this president, you know, willfully and just wantonly, in my opinion, leaving these folks out. I mean, he doesn't even consult with them. In his head, he is a dictator. In his head, he is like a king. He thinks it, so let it be written, so let it be done. And that's his mindset. So I don't think that this is so much. I think there is some political grandstanding here, but I think the point is still valid. And I think you got to do something, you know. You got Obama and his minions running around with, you know, terrorists. Iran is the biggest state sponsor of terrorism the world has ever seen, outside of Saudi Arabia. I throw that out there because they are also. We just don't talk about it. But think about that. Obama and this administration is over there hobnobbing with Iran and those folks while they completely diss Netanyahu for coming over here saying, hey, man, these folks cannot get a nuke, or, you know, I'm not even going to let it get to that point. When they say never again, that's what they mean. And he's trying to bring attention to, you know, the potential risk. And you better believe that the Israelis have a much better perception of what's going on over there than President Obama does. You better believe it. So if there was anyone to take seriously, it would have been Bibi. And the folks with a good head on their shoulder did take him seriously. And then you got the Democrats. So there you go. I just thought that was very, very, very odd. Another thing I thought was odd was the other story that we touched on, that New York Times piece. And even on the official White House website, President Bush is cropped out. Now, I like scrutinize the original picture, and there was tons in there that I didn't like. I mean, and if you check out that picture, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. We got folks on the left marching with Obama. And it's like there's tons of people there, and they're all walking and this and that. And then there is a physical barrier but separating President Bush's and Laura Bush's little, I guess you'd call it, entourage, and President Obama's little cult following. Now, he's sitting there. You got Al Sharpton over there. You got all – I see a couple of different activists in the group that Obama is in. And then you have President Bush over here, you know, holding hands with his wife, just a couple of folks, you know, just, and they're marching. I think one is a photo op and the other is actual leadership. And I'm probably going to catch a little flack for saying that. But I think one person in this picture is doing it for the right reason. Bush doesn't have to be there. Laura doesn't have to be there. They're not running for office. They don't have a dog in this fight. But I believe that Bush, despite what we think of him, you know, going over to Iraq and doing all that other stuff, I think that the guy has a ton of good in him, a ton of great in him, as a matter of fact. And I think out of the goodness of his heart, he thinks that this is important. I think Barack Obama sees a photo op. That's what I think. I'm sorry. And I think it's all about Barack Obama. I don't think that he's a unifier. Because if he were a unifier, think of the optics of you and the former president, and you and your wife, former president and his wife, you're black, he's white, this is the March on Selma, and you guys are hand in hand, your family, his family, and then all of these folks behind you. I would have had them march right down the one side of this bridge, no barrier separating us, American flags everywhere, and that was a great point that Blanquita brought up. I'm looking at this picture, there's not a single American flag. In the original Selma march, there were tons of flags. And I'm looking at this picture, not a single American flag, not a single one. Shows you how far we've come, man. It just, wow, it blows my mind. This has got to be the most horrendous picture for a great cause that I've ever seen. I think this will go down in history as a flub, as a foobar. I really do. I think that they will bury this picture. I don't believe that it will ever see the light of day in Barack Obama's little autobiography or when they do the whole story about his presidency. I don't think this picture will see the light of day. This story will be told over and over again because of what you don't see. And you know what you don't see in here? American unity. Think about that. No American flags, no unity. Period. It's pretty sad when you think about it. Anyway, that was my two cent on that. I just, wow. That is, it's just, it is nuts. It's nuts. Another thing I wanted to talk about today is I posted yesterday, and I have a bone to pick with my folks that are following me on social media. I have thousands and thousands of friends on social media. I have tons of folks that listen to this program. I get feedback on my social media. That's Twitter and Facebook and Reddit and all of those places. I at least 300, maybe 400 pieces of feedback daily. I asked yesterday for a little help with the whole Rubik's Cube thing. I got crickets, man. What's up with that? Nobody out there knows how to solve a Rubik's Cube. Are you kidding me? I could post something like right now, and within, I don't know, an hour, I'll have over 100 likes or shares or whatever. I can't get one piece of feedback on how to solve a Rubik's Cube. Are you kidding me? We'll be right back. Last segment of the Common Sense Club right after this.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Hundreds of our listeners have been in the Miracle Chair. Many of them have purchased the Miracle Chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the Miracle Chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at miraclechair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these Miracle Chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies. They get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at miraclechair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Is that the sound of the men working on the chain? Wow! I haven't heard that song in a very, very long time. I like it, though. So, someone asked me, Leon, what do you think of D.L. Hughley's insulting tweet about black conservatives? Yeah, I was a little ticked off by that. And D.L. Hughley, he's a comedian. I don't find him particularly funny. I don't get what all the hype is around him, but yeah, I saw the tweets and I tweeted out a couple of myself. He says just idiotic things like, you know, you never see black conservatives at the same time because he's pretty sure it's the same dude, and I mean just dumb things like that. And to preface this, just an aside, I had an interesting conversation, and my family members, they don't normally post on my site ever, but the other day, one of my sisters, my younger sister, did, and it shows you, if you saw that, it shows you the disconnect between history and, you know, who I am, who folks like Ben Carson is, and like, you know, Herman Cain, and, you know, folks like that. Just really good, Mia Love, you know, really good conservative African-Americans. It shows a disconnect between history and what we believe in and that sort of thing. You take my sister's viewpoint, she just can't believe that I, you know, say the things that I say and do the things that I do and am who I am. She can't believe it, and apparently neither can DL. Well, DL, I just want to ask you, what has government done for you, brother? I mean, what have they actually done for African Americans? We actually fared much worse under this president and then under Bush or under Reagan. Have you ever thought about that? I mean, there's a disconnect. I have a friend on my social media, on Facebook, and he writes a survival blog. He writes a prepper blog. And one of his blog postings, I told him this, I referenced this and told him, had the folks in my hometown, my home state of Louisiana, had read his blog about 2 months before Katrina, there would have been no big disaster. We wouldn't have seen folks filling up the Superdome. We wouldn't have witnessed all of that human tragedy down there had they just read this conservative blog. Now, I know prepping, you know, is a taboo word now. It means right-wing extremists, you know, that sort of thing. But if you think about it, if you read his blog and follow those guidelines. Very simple. You're not breaking the bank. It's just putting a little bit back, a little bit back, a little bit back. And you'd be surprised how much food and resources you can stockpile, quote unquote, in a very short amount of time for very little money. Now, had they done that instead of waiting on the government to rescue them, think about how much different the whole Katrina fiasco would have been. And I guess that's my point. DL, I'm not conservative, you know, just because it's a cool thing to do or whatever. It is, I believe in the individual, man. I believe in you helping yourself, self-help, not the government handing you this, that, and the other thing. Because when they do that, they also can hand you or take away what you would perceive to be your rights. I don't particularly like that, man. And that's my 2 cents on that. So and I hope I answered that efficiently to the person that sent me that. I think that DL is an idiot, a pinhead, or whatever you want to call him. Don't agree with anything he says politically. Don't like him particularly as a comedian and as a person. You know, I think he's a pinhead. So there you go. Hope that answers your question. Daryl Issa said on Sunday that Hillary Clinton could face criminal charges if she knowingly withholds emails from congressional investigators. I think that Scott and Todd are going to talk about this on What's on Your Mind. That's right after this show in a couple of minutes, as a matter of fact. So Trey Gowdy issues the subpoenas. And Clinton, she released 55,000 pages of her emails that she self-selected to turn over. Think about that. She turned over about 900 pages to the committee that Trey Gowdy is heading up. Now, when I look at this, I see a very, very dishonest person, and that's the Clintons overall, but in this, she wasn't forthcoming 2.5 years ago. The fact that she hid the very existence of these emails until she was caught tells me one thing. She is guilty of some crime against us, we the people. She needs to be held accountable. And for doggone sure, she shouldn't be president. And that's my 2 cents. Discuss it with Scott and Todd. What's on your mind right after this break?
If you ever wanted to own a Mercedes-Benz, you can at a really, really competitive price these days. Just compare. And you know what? There's no vehicle on the road today that compares. How do I know? I'm taking the time to drive them from Valley Imports. Whether it's a C-Class or the E-Class or this GLK class, the sedans, the wagons, the GL and the ML are great SUV models. Do me a favor. Call my friends at Valley Imports or go to their website, valleyimports.com. Here's what you'll get. 24/7 best price. If you mention my name, 2 years of free maintenance. No kidding. They even have the roadside service 24/7 no matter where you are, all throughout North Dakota and a good chunk of Western Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana too. And you know what? If you don't find what you're looking for on the website, particular class you want, they'll get it for you. ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431. 888-928-7431. Tell them Scott sent you.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.